It's almost midnight, shortly after the close of our last episode, as Ed Beekman's daughter smiles trustingly at Gus Jansen and thanks the man who killed Gordy Weber for being so helpful to her. More of Kate in a few moments. First, Ed Beekman's parole officer goes to the Beekman's apartment.
Yeah? Mr. Schneider.
Hello, Mrs. Beekman. I want to come in.
Well,
Mrs. Beekman, must I remind you that your husband's parole officer has the right to visit his home?
No. No, sir. Come in, Mr. Schneider.
Thank you. Call your husband, Mrs. Beekman. I wish to speak to him.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Schneider. Ed isn't here right now.
Oh?
He went out for a minute. What's wrong, Mr. Schneider?
What makes you ask?
Oh, it's natural. Ed's been doing real good. You know he has. Got another promotion.
And what made you ask if something's wrong?
Well, it's natural. Ed's doing fine, but now you come asking questions. Well, naturally, I want to know.
Where is he?
Went down to the corner or for a walk. He goes for a walk sometimes. What's happened? Was he hurt?
He's all right. When did he leave?
Well, I don't know exactly.
And you won't tell me exactly where he went?
I can't.
Where's your daughter?
Kate? Why, she had an engagement. What's happened to her? You've got to tell me what's happened to Kate.
Why, nothing so far as I know. This has nothing to do with her so far as I know. Your husband is breaking the rules, Mrs. Beekman.
Please, Mr. Schneider.
The rules say he should be in his home by this time.
It's the first time he's been late. I swear it, Mr. Schneider. Ed obeys the rules.
He isn't here now.
For the first time, Mr. Schneider. You ought to tell me what's happened, Mr. Schneider.
How was he when he went out?
What?
I said, how was he when he left home tonight? Well,
just the same as always.
Well, I really didn't expect information from you.
How can I tell you when you won't?
Go ahead and answer the door, Mrs.
Mr. Mason. Della.
Hello, Marty.
Ex-parole officer is here. You met Mr. Schneider, Mr. Mason.
Oh, Mr. Perry Mason, the famous defense lawyer.
Will you tell me what's happened, Mr. Mason? He won't tell me.
I came to get information. Not that I expected to cooperate.
Please, Mr.
Well,
Schneider.
As I told the police when they asked me to talk with you, I didn't really expect you to cooperate. All right, Mrs. Beekman. You had the opportunity.
To what?
Good night, Mrs. Beekman.
What is it, Mr. Mason?
It's bad trouble, Audrey.
Please tell me. It can't be worse than things I've imagined.
Gordon Weber was killed tonight.
Oh.
The police were called immediately. They arrived only a few minutes after the murder. When they arrived, they found Ed alone with Gordy's body.
Oh. Oh, Audrey. Where is he?
They've taken him to the district attorney's office.
Oh, poor Ed. Shall I go to him, Mr. Mason?
Well, you couldn't see him, Audrey, not yet. I've started the legal machinery, but...
What are they doing to him?
Questioning him.
Oh, why does it have to happen? Why? He did what any father would do. He knew Gordy Weber. Kate was on her way to Gordy's apartment. Don't they understand how a father feels? Is he any less a father because he's on parole? Ed didn't mean to kill him. Ed may have if he saw Kate in that apartment. And my Lusties hadn't hit Gordy, but... Oh, where is Katie? Was she there with...
No, Kate never reached the apartment. At least so far as we know.
Ed didn't see her?
He says not. Audrey, Weber was stabbed to death.
Ed didn't do it. I don't care what happened, Ed didn't do it. I know my husband. Even if Ed says he did do it, I'll never believe my
Audrey,
Ed could have...
Audrey, Ed says that he did not kill Gordy. And I want to believe him.
Well, you can. My Ed wouldn't stab a man.
But someone did. And until we know... My assistant is filing a writ of habeas corpus.
What?
I'm going to force the DA to place a formal charge against Ed.
Should you force him to... I'm sorry, Mr. Mason. You know what to do, and I want you to do anything. Anything that'll help Ed.
I'll force Aft out into the open so we'll have a better idea of where we stand.
He'll know soon?
Oh, yes, right away. You want to go with us?
No. Not unless I can see Ed. I'll wait here for Katie.
No, you've heard nothing from her.
No. Well, at least she's out of it.
Did you tell Mr. Schneider that Kate started for Gordy's apartment?
No. Thank the Lord I had sense enough not to.
Well, then the police don't know why Ed went there. We'll keep that to ourselves for now.
All right.
Now, the moment you see Kate, tell her I want to talk to her.
Tonight?
Yes, the moment you see her. I'll phone you before I leave the DA's office. If she is not here by then, I'll tell you where you can reach me.
What is it, Mr. Mason? Why do you want to see her?
Oh,
she ought to be home.
Well, I have some people looking for her, private detective. Paul Drake's then.
Why do you want her?
Oh, I want to ask her why she started for Weber's apartment, among other things.
All right. All right, I'll tell her.
Good. Now, how about you, Audrey?
I'll be okay, Mr. Mason. Not as scared as I was. Just know Ed didn't do it, that's all. And since he didn't, I know it's going to be all right. Don't you worry about me. Would you like me to stay, Audrey? No thanks, Della. Mr. Mason, tell Ed I love him.
I will. I'll phone you inside the hour.
It's easy to hold your chin up when somebody's watching. Oh, I wish Katie was home. Yeah.
Hello, Mom.
Katie, where are you, honey?
I'm going to a late movie. And I didn't want you and Pa to worry. Will you tell Pa? And tell him good night for me.
He's not here, Katie. He followed you tonight.
What?
Kate, honey. Did you go to Gordy Weber's? It doesn't make any difference now, Katie. I want to ask you something, Katie. Will you come home? Something happened. Gordy Weber was killed tonight. Honey, please get here as quick as you can. I just can't be alone now.
Alone? Where's Pa?
The police think Pa had something to do with what happened. Mr. Mason's helping him.
Ma.
Katie, I need you.
Ma, where is Mr. Mason?
Katie, come home. Please come home.
I want to know, Ma. Maybe I can help.
How?
I have to see Mr. Mason. Ma, won't you be all right?
Yes. Yes, of course. You help Pa. Mr. Mason's gone to the district attorney's office.
Will you be all right if
I... Don't waste time, honey. If you can help your Pa, don't worry about me. Go to Mr. Mason, Katie. Go quick.
You can guess Kate Beekman's shock at what she just learned. But Kate doesn't know the full truth. She doesn't know her father saw her in the murder apartment. Ed Beekman saw his daughter standing beside Gordy Weber's body, in her hand the bloodstained knife that killed him. Kate doesn't know her father is where he is, enduring what he must endure because he saw her and because Ed Beekman loves his daughter. You'll join us tomorrow, won't you?